This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we are thankful because you bring the opportunity in our lives to do a new thing. And thank you because of the hope that brings to all of us. We pray that may we all live in that new thing that you have created. And may through that, we become all ambassadors of your hope. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Everybody show up at 11. Great. Give me 5, guys. Great. We were missing you because it was a little bit lonely at 9:45, but we know the rain, and I am proud of you that you came today. We are right now in this season of Lent that brings all these different emotions. It's a season where we are thankful because we remember what the Lord has done in our lives, because the opportunity of knowing that through his sacrifice at the cross, we are a new creation. At the same time, it's sad because that sacrifice wasn't easy. And it brings to all of us those memories and those feelings. The way we want to focus in how to grow this season is through these different words that we have learned. We remember that when we are in covenant with God, action happens. We also say, imitate my life. And one of the things we talk about it is that that's sometimes difficult to say. And the more I hear, is probably the most difficult is when we're driving in 1604 and saying, imitate me. I'm not sure about that. But we know that that can happen when we allow the Lord coming and transforming our lives. It's expected that a Christian transforms their lives in relationship with Christ. The more we grow in our faith, it's expected that we also mature in our faith. Amen? So in other words, guys, I don't want myself included and us to be in the same level of maturity at this next year, in 2020, at this same day. We need to grow. Amen? We need to mature. As Christians, we know that there is no set of like, oh, they will never change. No, we expect to change. It's not coming from our own. It's coming from who? The Holy Spirit. He will lead us on that. Repent, we talk about that. It's a beautiful process. We sometimes hear about it as a negative thing, but repent is actually an entire process from God that coincides with the Lord. Today, we're going to talk about something else, but we need first to see where we are in our lives and in our own stories. And many times, one of the things we remember is, where do we have our heart? And what I like about this season is that Christ is telling us, come back, bring your heart with me. I'm investing in you to come with me. But if we ask to our daily lives, are they there already or are we still in that? I don't know if for many of us, if you can see, there is a telephone there. That's a telephone, Nate. That is a telephone, and there is a TV there. Yeah, and then you click, and the TV there was no click. It was like, chuk, 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 chuk. That's how you did it. You have that one? All right, okay, so I don't feel that old, you know. All right, so, but while this is an old kind of stuff picture, don't you feel sometimes that exactly what's happening to this guy is happening to you? That all this amount of things is kind of pulling you. It's kind of grabbing your leg and doesn't help you to grow. We feel overwhelmed. Have you been there? That you are over? Let me even ask in this way. Are you overwhelmed right now? There are many ways we feel sometimes overwhelmed. And there are two places probably where we feel like that. Some of them are good things. I'm not saying everything is negative. It's just there are times when just the schedule, the way life is going, you just feel you need an extra hour in the day in many times. Between classes and schedules, activities, there are times when we feel out of control. Decisions that we need to take, again, some of them are good, but some of them sometimes are difficult. As you have heard with my parents, I have needed to say, what's the new normal life for them? It's just hard sometimes. Now, if we check on the news, it's almost coming. How is that relation? Things we see, or relationship with each other, or a really bad relationship with each other. If you read or if you watch any news, are usually in those two areas. And that brings to us a sense of feeling overwhelmed. Does that happen to all of you? Does that happen just to military people? Or is it a privilege of the civilians? You know, everybody, we go through that. But you see, while these are perhaps new for us, or emotions or situations that are overwhelming for all of us, we need to remember that those are things that God is familiar with. If we go through Isaiah, where we were in the reading of today, the people during the time of Isaiah were going through something similar. They were also in their daily life needing to take decisions. They were looking at the different situations that they were living, some of them coming by their own mistakes and their own bad decisions. And in some of them, they were asking to who to trust. There were so many resources and so many things that were a temptation for them to change to who they needed to trust. Also because there was a lot of tension in the general situation in the world. There were conflict of relationship among countries and also relationship with each other. So Isaiah was trying to lead them to see, in the midst of this overwhelming feeling, there is hope of God bringing something new for all of us. So we are and have been when we feel overwhelmed. In many ways, what we do is alliances. Is that the way to say that word? Alliances. We do that. And sometimes we are totally aware of that, and some of it is unconscious. But think about the people of Jerusalem. The alliances they were doing were, first of all, with nations. One of the things they wanted to say is, and they were constantly tempted, is that they thought, if we now become an alliance with this other group of people, then we can get stronger and fight against this other one. While Isaiah many times told them, that's not a wise decision. You need to remember that you are the children of God, and God has shown you that you don't need this kind of alliances, that you just need to depend on Him. Come on, guys, you were able to cross really. And on the Exodus, you cross this river in dry land. You saw that in many other ways, how God has been with you. Do not do these alliances. In other people, they were doing alliances with new gods, because they were like the new fashion of the gods that they were around them. And they were saying, let me try this other god. That's a big mistake. Remember in the Old Testament, there were creepy idols in there, because they were done with this metal, you know, or iron, this, and then they will warm them up, and then they will put the babies on the hands of these idols. It was just, as I said, very creepy. So all of these were different alliances that the people of Jerusalem had. We also have other alliances. Just think about it. Whenever you are under overwhelming feeling or stress, what's the verse for you? You do. That will show you your alliance in many ways. Like a lion. Let me confess to you. Many times, thinking about first alliance is to worry. Funny, because mental alliance, worry is me. It's preaching about worry, talking about worry. And usually God knows that He needs to make me preach or something so I can learn it first, right? But one of the things I learned with worry is this. If you have something in your mind that is very negative, this is actually a biological situation here, that if you're just thinking in something bad, you don't have room to think in something positive. But if you intentionally, as the scripture says, bring those thoughts captive to God and you focus in what is good, your brain cannot do both. So your brain will focus in something good. When we worry, I don't know if you guys enter in this game, but I do in the what if. What if this happened? What if this happened? What if, and the little worry becomes a tornado, and then I'm in the middle of that, and there's no way to step out, isn't it? It's almost the Holy Spirit needs to tackle me out to be able to say, stop it. You know, we need to come back and regroup and remember who you are in Christ. So that's one of my alliances, to worry. Another one is to work hard. We say, now if I work really hard this week, I'm going to be better. And we're doing this of 70 hours a week, work times and days. And you go home, they're working really hard. And does that make a difference? Not really, but we do that alliance thinking that's going to put us in a better place. And sometimes it's fear. We just have this emotional, this fear of almost paralyzing ourselves, and we are allowing that fear to take over. And we manifest the fear in different ways, sometimes in anger. We're angry at everybody, and we just feel like, okay, nobody touched that person right now because he's angry. But when we go closer, the anger is just this cover. The reality is fear. So we do these alliances. Where do they take us? Where do they take us? Nowhere. So what do we need to do with these alliances? And how God is leading us in this? And perhaps we need to remember what Isaiah says. Whenever they were doing an alliance, he will say this word. Can you say it? Whoa. But you need to do it with your hands. Whoa. All right. So this is what Isaiah was saying. You are doing these alliances, guy. It's not going to take you anywhere. So we need to do this process. Isaiah was a very good counselor, even a psychologist counselor, I would say. Because the first thing he did is recognize you are doing an alliance. Recognize that you are getting in connection with something that is not healthy. Can we take that step right now, guys? Right now? If everybody, you've done an alliance that you know is not healthy. That? Number one. Number two, we need to do what Isaiah says. Whoa. And that's like a way to say, stop it. Okay, so we recognize it, and then we recognize we need to change. I have had people who I love deeply, and they said, I am sorry, I worry, that's who I am, you cannot change me. If you say that, you're saying that your worry is bigger than the Holy Spirit, and I don't believe it. So what we do is we recognize God, too. I know I have done alliances that are not helping me to grow. So that means stop. Is that stop it? Because God has other plans. That is, there are one of the beautiful things brings life. I love from the scripture we read this comment. It says Isaiah 43 compels us to view our experience of God's grace in the past as a springboard, so that we view neither present nor future with fear, but with expectation. That's what we can remember. That yes, maybe we are in a place that is desert. Maybe God is preparing us because we're going to walk there. Maybe we are becoming a source for other person to know, what do we do when we are in that spot? How can we confront that? And you know, God does something very special. This is one picture in California from an area that is desert. And I come from also Monterrey, Mexico. They have beautiful mountains, but there are places that are dry desert. I remember me working and serving in a little town I told you before called the Ciénaga de Flores, Swamp of Flowers. Never found the swamp, never found the flowers. It was just dry. It was just dry. And there is a point when it's so dry that emotionally it hurts you. It just feels like, when is this going to act that in our lives? It's just saying, God, here I am doing the same over and over, and the life is just getting crazier, and I don't see an end on this. There is a need of change. Can you bring life in the midst of this dry place? But you see, this same spot that looks dry with this just some brown bushes in there, this same place, last month, something very special happened, and let me show you what it is.
That's some poppy fields, so here's the flowers.
Beautiful that is. You know, a place that is desert, a place that is lonely and isolated right now has all these beautiful flowers. It's making such a big impact that they said that the amount of people coming to see the flowers is bigger than the town, the amount of people that live in that town. They need to almost kind of schedule people to come and see this. Because of course, it's something that we're not used to. How come flowers in the middle of the desert? Well, that is a testimony. You and I have been dry. You and I have had lives where we feel sometimes there is no meaning. But the mighty God that we have, from places of dryness, he brings life. He brings color. He brings hope. And this is what God is telling to all of us in life today. That perhaps our society, our own lives, our own culture, the news of the world are telling us that there are dry places. But the proclamation that we are called to give to others is that in Christ we have hope, and in Christ we have life again. What God is inviting us to do today is that stop having alliances with other things, but have an alliance with the true God. Now, how can I trust this true God? Because of his promise. Isaiah 43, the same scripture that we read today, but just a few chapters before that. It says, fear not, for I have what? Redeem you. Fear not. Do not have an alliance with fear. Why? Because your foundation is not just in a new fashion from God. It's in the fact that he's the Redeemer. And for the people of Israel, it was for remember. Remember when I brought you out of Egypt. Remember I was with you for 40 years in the desert, able to own this land. Remember that. And for all of us, if I tell you about all the problems you had, I know you have a big list. But if I ask you, have you seen God moving in your life? How many of you can raise your hand? How many of you can say, in moments that I thought there was no hope, I saw God moving? How many of you have seen miracles happening? How many of you have learned to say, life sucks? Oh, I shouldn't say that word, I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. Life is hard. But there are times when in the midst of that, you can still have peace. And you say, I don't know where that peace is coming from, except that it's God given it. Have you been there? We all have been there. We understand what it is. That's not something that we just read in the scripture. It's our experience. It says, I have called you by name. You are mine. God, the creator, knows your name. And he calls you mine. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be where? With you. Can you hear that? I will be with you. When you walk through fire, what happened? You shall not be burned. It will be a season that is hard. Maybe you will smell a little bit toasted, you know, but you won't be burned. You know that. For I am the Lord your God. And what? And I love you. Guys, this is how we can make it. And not just survive. We thrive knowing that. We thrive knowing that, yes, life will be difficult and it's overwhelming, but we are in the hands of the mighty Redeemer. To take. God has promised that to all of us. And the scripture we read today precisely tells us what action I need to take. This is a little thing similar to what we remember in Philippians. Not just stay on things that are the what ifs, the worries, the times of overwhelming. It says here, do not dwell on the past. You remember the past. You cannot erase that. But you are not letting the past dictate what is your future. What you allow to dictate your future is in the next part. See, I am doing a new thing. That's what is dictating now our future. Now, as I said, this new thing is not just thinking of new fashion. This new thing is about life in Christ. So our alliance comes because of who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you probably remember that movie of The Passion of the Christ. It's very heavy. It's very difficult to watch. But there is one scene when Jesus is walking with the cross and he falls. And while he's falling, Mary is looking at him. And Mary has this flashback when Jesus was a baby. And any mom will know what it feels when you see your child falling. What do? You feel your heart like sinking because the child fall. And you see Mary running and picking up Jesus when he was a baby. And when he sees Jesus with the cross falling, Mary has that same reaction of trying to come and save Jesus. He says these words in there, I am making all things new. That is the walk of Easter. That is the walk of this time of Lent. It is to know that your life and my life have the opportunity of having a new thing and becoming a new thing because of the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for all of us. So guys, this is the question today. Where is your alliance? What have you trusted? Could it be that today, while we come to this awesome sacrament of communion, we come to Christ And while we experience taking this bread, taking this juice, we say, God, forgive us for the alliances that we have had that distract us. But today, we want to commit our lives to you, to that new thing that you have created us to be. And through that, become a source of hope for this world. Amen. Today we remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did in the cross for you and for me. Because on the night when he was betrayed, he was with his disciples and he took the bread. And after he gave thanks, he said, "Amen. Take, eat me. This is my body that is broken for you and for many." Do they remember? It was over. He took the cup. This is actually a very unique cup. This is the cup of the new covenant. And he said, "Take, drink. This is my blood that is poured out for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me." In many ways, our lives have been broken because of alliances that we have done. But the power of love of the Lord Jesus Christ is able to make something new in each of us. And many of us, through different circumstances, we have felt empty. But it is because of God creating something new that we can be full again. And not just that, we can even be that cup that runs over and shares with others his hope. I'm going to invite the ushers to please come forward.